Guys, so I love Amara La Negra. Ever since when I was doing those videos on Love and Hip Hop, check out the corner up there. Should be like a little exclamation point thing. Click on that. And a shout out to Amara because Amara was like the first, like, I don't want to say like celebrity. I know she's a celebrity, but I see her more as just like a real person. Like she's greater than a celebrity, and not just because she gave me a shout out on Instagram. Hello, because I gave my honest opinion. She's the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in real life. Like she's like a doll. Anyways, moving forward. So Amara and Safari, and I think Safari is like adorable. It doesn't really change my perspective on what everybody is saying. Safari is Trinidadian, I believe. All the Trinidadian men I know are actually great fathers. And I just feel like that's a storyline that they started out with, and then Erica ran with it. Honestly, if he was a bad father, then there would be real life people that would be able to sustain that belief. And he wouldn't be like so well liked and have so many friends. Get out of here. Like real men in real life really love Safari. And they're good dads. Just act scrappy. All right, moving forward. So they're now dating. I thought that they were just like friends, and I've not been watching Love and Hip Hop recently. I've been very, very busy catching up with the Queen's Court. Check that out. Yeah, that's really cool. I really like it. And I'm subscribed to Peacock today. Love. And I will be covering The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hit the bell. So anyways, they're dating in for real in real life. I can just imagine like Erica shitting bricks right now. So I wanted to see like, is this like for real? Because I just saw like this little Instagram reel right
Can I
here.
dance with
They
you
are
guys,
not just
please?
You said what?
Can I dance with you guys? Please,
You
please.
wanna dance?
Yeah.
They kicked me out.
Are you ready? Ma'am. Who's this?
This is what made it.
Can I join you guys?
See? And they're all like in love. Like, and this is great. And they're, oh my gosh. So now they're gonna have like five children together because she's totally gonna give him like a child and sew their family up. This is gonna be so great. I'm rooting for them. UrbanBell.com, shout out to them, says Amara La Negra and Safari Samuel's new romance has a lot of people talking. Love and Hip Hop Miami star Amara La Negra got caught up in some drama on social media lately. As we reported, co-parenting has been a mess for Erica Mena and Safari Samuel's. This follows a messy divorce storyline. Erica accused Safari of being an unfaithful husband. That may be true. In fact, she even accused Love and Hip Hop New York alum Kaylin Garcia of hooking up with Safari. Kaylin denied this. However, Erica still had doubts about Safari's faithfulness. She filed for divorce eventually. I couldn't help but just I'm stuttered there because I really think that Kaylin would have said if she screwed him or not. Maybe not. If the D and the benefits are really good, she might have just kept it quiet. Who knows? However, Erica still had doubts about Safari's faithfulness. She filed for divorce eventually after both admitted that getting married was one of the biggest mistakes they made in their lives. So the tension only carried over onto their co-parenting relationship. I could totally agree with that because when they were on that one scary show on MTV, I thought it was great that they were like, you know, like it was fun to watch him like chase her, and that was really, very, very cute. But I think it should have just stopped with dating. Bang, bang, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, bye. But I'm sorry, you know, and that's not any shade to the now children that have been as a result, because they did get married. Moving forward, Erica has taken to social media multiple times to accuse Safari of being a terrible father. In fact, Erica accused him of buying random women lavish gifts while not willing to do the same for their children, because he probably knows you're gonna go and pawn in Erica. Amara happens to be the latest woman Safari is going all out for. In fact, he attended the birthday party Amara filmed for the upcoming season of Love and Hip Hop Miami. So fans have concluded that Safari and Amara are currently dating. When photos and clips from the party began to make rounds on social media, Erica was heated. She put Safari all the way on blast, and she once again alleged that he spent more money buying the Rolexes than he has buying birthday gifts for his own children. Amara La Negra seemingly responded to the backlash. The situation has resulted in a lot of conversation on the internet. Some people have been calling out Safari and Amara on social media. Since the reveal, Amara has been posting some interesting messages on her Instagram story amid the backlash. One message reads, As long as you know your heart and intentions are pure, don't explain yourself to anyone. Another reads, imagine how many people dislike you because they didn't hear your side of the story. And another, I don't care how hard life gets, I'm not venting to social media. I'll rather go outside and talk to a squirrel. Yeah, I love Amara. And with all due respect, all these little innuendos that is venting, actually. She also says, I'm a good mother and I will always do whatever I have to do by all means necessary to provide for my children and be there for them. The world can judge me, criticize me, and do as they please, but my babies will always be my priority. I change because of them, and you haven't met the new version of me yet. I was so confused about when she said my babies. Oh my gosh, where the F French toast was I when she had another child? She totally had twins.
Awesome.
Perfectico. And now, soy una buena madre y siempre haré lo que tenga que hacer para proveer para mis hijas y siempre estar ahí para ellas. El mundo puede juzgarme, criticarme y hacer lo que quiera, pero mis bebés siempre serán mi prioridad. Cambié por ellas. Perfecto. Great. So now, I was like, okay, I want to hear, like, if there's some shady shit going on, right? Are people talking shady? And I don't mean that, know all of the shady sites. Actually, I know a few, but I keep on going to the one, and then I get stuck. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, this video is going to be super long. I better stop here. So, shout out to Lipstick Alley. So they posted a video of, so somebody says, y'all remember back in 2018 when Amara was twerking on Safari at the 2018 BET Awards pre-show? LOL. Think he been wanting Amara start at the 139 mark. Okay, so that's like a video that we're not going to. And so people are saying things like Puerto Ricans and, okay, so PRs and DRs means Puerto Ricans and Dominican Republicans. Puerto Ricans and Dominican Republicans always had that little civil war in my neck of the woods. And Erica is from my neck of the woods. Who you got your money on winning an actual fist fight between Amara and Erica? Oh, gross. Amara's not getting off her chariot for anybody, especially Erica. Erica, somebody else says, Erica's half Dominican though, but I think if it came down to throwing hands, Amara. Now, when it comes down to reading and shading, Erica hands down, because that girl has a mouth on her. After seeing how Safari does that girl and his children, I don't see how any self-respecting woman would entertain that man. First of all, where do we see how he's doing? Where is the physical proof of how he's doing her? All you guys are listening to is rumors and Erica flapping her yapper. Like, come on. And literally, she's just typing a bunch of shit and everybody's just believing. Get real. When it comes to, like, post the freaking proof in the comments. And if it's, like, actual, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to say some shit, right? Post in the comments. But, like, if you have actual proof, send it to me on the DM and Instagram. Like, seriously. By the way, guys, this is the last day to, like, claim your prize from the, like, 4 prize winners for the 1,000 subscribers. In that corner is that video there. So any 4 of you, come forward by 10 o'clock tonight. Or else that thing's a void. I got 3 children. Moving forward. And then somebody else says, is Amara desperate? The fuck are you talking about? Amara's a shit. It's fucking gorge. Somebody says, they don't care as long as they and their kids are treated right, and probably think they ex is lying regarding the treatment received by the man. Who knows what these men tell them? Probably the excuses like, she don't let me see my kids, my ex is crazy, etc. We know some women fall for it. Shut the fuck up. You don't even know what the fuck is going on. When it comes to men, Amara, stay taking L's. I'll never understand women who get linked up with men who don't do shit for their kids. Where is the proof, bitch? Like, gross. You don't even have any fucking proof. So stupid. I'm gonna need to see the proof. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. Like, Erica is a liar. Like, that's just what it is. And she's an actress, and that is what it is. And congratulations, Erica. You are really doing it now. Somebody says, ooh, they had this meme of Erica that was like, is it a wedding or a kiss party? Erica's somewhere ranting to somebody like, Amara's not desperate, and like, she can, like, it's fucking whatever. And somebody made a comment on here that made me, like, pissed off. So I'm not even gonna fuck it. Because like, it's just a lot of people are sitting there with no one or nothing, or have a lot of just things, but have no passion, no feeling, no life. So then they just say a bunch of bullshit. Anyways, guys, I want to thank you for joining me. Don't forget to the bell, like, share, subscribe to the channel. I'm rooting for Ahmad and Safari in real life. And because of the romance, I'm totally going to watch this show. Drop it down in the comments if it's already started. And in the meantime, I'm going to look my damn self. Bye-bye.